This is the opening talk of the 1st September 2009 retreat at Springwater. Watching in amazement, how when the quietness begin to pour, if I can say, the impulse of the mind wanting to have something, grab something, an idea, what should I say or not say, what is appropriate or not, or are they going to understand me? All that self-concern. Me at the center. And with that, watching earlier, how immediately, mildly, you know, not so strong, I could see movement or even like a strike of energy moving from the head right to the heart and making waves. That we can call it nervousness in the our vocabulary of feelings. Sensations. But then the miracle of life, I call it, you know, many times. How the settling of the waves begin to really take place without doing nothing literally. Because the waves is the doing, it's clear. And the doing or wanting is kind of disabled. In the watching, in the listening, which is not me listening, just listening. Let's go very simple, right now. Breathing. Silence. The singing out of listening, perceiving farther sound, if you will, at a distance, words saying that. Swallowing, absorbing any sense of me, here, sitting. Of course I am here, but you know what I mean, just the worriness, the extra stuff. And right now it seems that anything this mind can come to describe, let's say, is extra. That's how it feels right now. But it's okay. It's all here. And I will say that how simple the work of this moment is, just to use, you know, Tony's word, can be presence, silence, whatever. Call it meditation. So, what is it really? Is there a way right now? Just the humming of insect. Does it take a technique or somebody kind of strategizing to listen, hear, feel? Looking right now, ways, we often talk about ways, belong to the story, isn't it? The story of Sandra, which is totally different than the story of each one of you sitting here. For us to be here right now, we can tell different stories. We did this, we did that. We have this story, personal story. I was treated this way or that way. But to be here, stories are not needed, isn't it? Right now. Where are they? I am not denying that we have a story. In fact, I love to hear stories. I do. I just love it. So, it's possible, I'm looking right now, to just lightly, playfully have found or a few cries, because by telling the story sometimes there can be some emotions that are still raw and the memory has power. So a few cries and tears, feeling of sadness, but can all that just flow? Can all that just be express itself, reveal what needs to be revealed? You know, a little piece of history that wasn't seen or not, and not make a scene out of it. And the tendency to make a scene, to grab it, is strong. But I have seen, and I will share an experience that happened yesterday. In this kind of living, I would put it, vulnerable, meaning defenses are not so strong, so whatever comes will hit you wherever they need to hit, or flow through, or go through. And I had an exchange with somebody. It's not important the content or the little story about it, but was a reaction to something that I was asking, and was a tone there that this body has a history on it. So, and was instantly going right through, activated, and the happiness, joyfulness that was a second before was totally shut down. It's like entering in another world. The world of division, she, me, my hurt, was a wonderful thing that I found a friend in the way. And I asked, you know, if we can sit and just, because I could feel this was like a crescendo, you know, coming full blown, and there was just the feeling of hurt, and I could feel myself like a little child, kind of crying with a lot of sentiment, and just like every piece of the body was taken by. There was no separation except for the watching, which is not separation, and the clarity that had nothing to do with the person. It's just what I just described, a triggering, you know, and activate The whole history was there. Every piece. And in the listening that was provided for a friend, as I talk and, you know, the scene express itself was done. Was over. I could see the mind later, you know, wanting to grab it and feed on it, you know. It was very amazing to watch, you know. But then, in this amazing listening, looking, provide the space to just that in itself is space, light, harmony, balance, all that, you know, sanity. So is this a way again? Can this be a way to just meet things as they come? Who can tell you? How can you do it? Everything happened. And but I could also remember like wanting to run away from the situation, you know. How? Well, the mind. I better be home and not doing any retreat here in Springwater. What the hell am I doing here? You know, these are the phrases. Why do I need this? It's not a, the mind was making a big thing. It was just, you know. If the mind is not saying, shouldn't be having this. Why? It's just what it is. I'm looking right now. I'm inviting everybody. Because this is not happening to Sandra. Only. This is our life in a sense of get triggered, but all this bunch of memories that are stored in the body and get triggered for who knows what, you know. We don't know really. But the beauty is how, in the listening, it's difficult to describe, in the awareness, pain, discomfort, you name it, you know, how can I pretend to be totally at peace or happy with this idea of enlightenment being happy forever and ever? You know, we are exposed, we are living, and in living fully, I wonder. All are just ideas, you know, of how we should live, how the perfect state that I should pursue. Just ideas. Acharya will say to finish, I came to mind a phrase of Ryokan, this Japanese poet, that I don't know if I am inventing this, but in his 50 years of birthday, he wrote, 15 years of this life has been a long, long, long dream. We will end it here.